What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Starting off with the epidemiological report. In the last 24 hours, the Ministry of Health registered 15 new deaths due to COVID-19, while the number of active cases continues to decline. The data from the epidemiological report specifies that two deaths from previous days are added to the 15 reported in the last 24 hours. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, Panama has accumulated 7,987 deaths for a lethality of 1.1%. Similarly, it is highlighted that to date there are 1,328 new cases after the application of 10,645 tests, which reflects a positivity of 12.5%. The number of active cases has dropped to 10,787, of which 10,434 are in home isolation and 352 are hospitalised. Of the total number of people in isolation, 10,356 are at home and 78 in the so-called hospital hotels. As for those hospitalised, 295 are in the wards and 57 are in intensive care units. The Ministry of Health issued a decree establishing that travellers entering the country must have the full vaccination schedule against COVID-19 or at least two doses. This is how Executive Decree No. 17 of the 16th of February is expressed, where it is argued that the high effectiveness and coverage of vaccination in Panama allows adjusting the sanitary and epidemiological strategy for the entry of travellers into the country. Any traveller who enters the national territory by air, land or sea, using commercial or private means, must have the complete schedule or at least two doses of the vaccine against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes the known contagious infections such as COVID-19. According to the National Vaccination Programme, approved by their country of origin or provenance is reflected in the document. It is explained that to comply with this requirement, the traveller must digitally register proof of vaccination prior to the trip or physically present the immunisation card at the entry point of the country. In the case of travellers who are not vaccinated or who have not received at least two doses against the new coronavirus, in accordance with the immunisation programme of their country of origin or provenance, they are required to present a COVID-19 test, a PCR or antigen, with a negative result of up to 72 hours of validity, or carry it out at their cost at the port of entry to the country. It is important to highlight that since last January the 28th, Panama considers the three doses against the virus as a complete vaccination scheme, but this will take effect from the 20th of February. Staff of the Electoral Administrative Court of the Electoral Court is notified this Wednesday the former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli, in the office of the Realizing Goals Party, of the process of removal of criminal electoral jurisdiction at the request of the Third Liquidator Court for criminal cases. According to Tribunal Electoral sources, the notifiers would post the edict at the door of the RM headquarters, which are located in the Oceana building in Punta Pacifica. Martinelli, founder of RM, enjoys electoral criminal jurisdiction since the 28th of January, as a result of the internal elections to choose the secretaries of women and youth of that party. The ex-president is the president of the collective and therefore has electoral jurisdiction. Given this fact, Judge Baloisa Martinez had to suspend the preliminary hearing for Martinelli, who is accused of allegedly committing the crime of money laundering through the acquisition of Editor of Panama America, EPASA, for which the company New Business would have been used, which allegedly received contributions from funds given to companies to which the state assigned infrastructure contracts. The judge asked the Tribunal Electoral to lift Martinelli's immunity on the 3rd of February. The Superior Court of Appeals decided to change the precautionary measure that had been initially imposed on Leonardo Labrador, former head of epidemiology of the Ministry of Health, for the alleged trade in swabs for travellers from the Pacific Islands. The provisional detention measure that Labrador had, accused of the alleged commission of crimes against public health and corruption, was modified to one of house arrest. In a hearing held this Wednesday, the same court decided to confirm the house arrest measure for Anna Lorena Chang, former head of public health of the Metropolitan Region of Ministry of Health, and Carmen Arosamena, laboratory technician of the entity. It should be remembered that Arosamena and Chang must answer for the alleged commission of crimes against public health, and the decision was unanimous. Both Labrador and Chang, who are married, attended the hearing virtually. Arosamena did appeal before the judicial offices located in Plaza Fortuna in San Miguelito. The anti-corruption prosecutor had requested the provisional arrest of the three defendants in this case. On two occasions, Labrador wept while speaking at the hearing in which he participated from the National Police headquarters where he was detained. In one of these interventions, he said that he was concerned that being detained, he would not be able to pay child support for his son. He also commented that at the police headquarters, he has had to sleep on the floor with various criminals. "I've always contributed to investigations," Labrador said. "We have not spread anything," he added, referring to the accusation for the alleged commission of crimes against public health. In the case of Labrador, the magistrates considered that there are no procedural risks that he could destroy evidence since he was moved from the office of the Ministry of Health. The magistrates who made up the Superior Court of Appeals are Miriam Hine, Eric Vergara, and Carolina Santa Maria. At the end of the hearing, the anti-corruption prosecutor, Omar Hine, said that he would continue to carry out the investigations to look for more elements of conviction. Identifying Jorge Ruben Carmargo Clark, alias Cholo Chorillo, in Costa Rican territory was not easy, according to what the authorities of that country have said. The investigations that led to his capture, an event that occurred on Friday, the 11th of February, took several months. Cholo Chorillo, 42 years of age, appears as a suspect of leading the Baghdad criminal gang, linked to at least 70 homicides in Panama, as recently reported. To find him, surveillance work was carried out with observers. The Costa Rican news program Telenoticias stated, in fact, that medium showed exclusively the images captured by those observers. In some of them, Cholo Chorillo was seen entering one of the safe houses, precisely in the vehicle in which he was arrested last Friday, in front of the San Isidoro de Garcia Sports Plaza, Al Hawea. And seconds later, he was photographed as he got out of the car and entered the residence. In this way, officials from the Judicial Investigation Agency and the Directorate of Intelligence and National Security were able to identify and capture the Panamanian, who was required by the United States Drug Enforcement Agency. According to Costa Rican media reports, Cholo Chorillo was elusive, used two houses and was accompanied by escorts. The Interpol Costa Rica office explained that when the Panamanian had to move in that country, there were those in charge of guarding him. They were both Panamanians and Colombians, were armed, reported Colombian News. However, the director of the Directorate of Intelligence and National Security, Jorge Torres, said that they noticed a vulnerability and it was decided to act immediately. And this finally happened on the 11th of February. That day, Cholo Chorillo was with his wife, surname Gongora Grurel, and the prosecutor's office opened an investigation against this woman for a large sum of cash the judicial agents located in the house that is supposedly linked to this couple. Carmargo Clark is serving 2 months in preventative detention pending his extradition to the United States, where he is required for drug trafficking. With 56 votes in favour, the plenary session of the National Assembly approved on Tuesday in the third debate Bill 157, which declares the 20th of December a day of national mourning. "This project is definitely an advance in recognition of the struggle of the families," said Labour Minister Doris Zapata. The proposal aims to adopt national awareness of December the 20th of 1989, when the United States invaded Panama to capture the dictator Manuel Antonio Noriega. The project establishes that the flags must fly at half-staff. The ley seca will apply, and it will be a mandatory rest day without the possibility of a bridging day due to the importance it deserves. The document awaits a sanction or veto of President Laurentino Cortizo. This initiative was proposed by Deputies Hector Brands, Crispiano Adames, and Bernardino Gonzalez. Relatives and friends of the Association of the Victims of the 20th of December were present during a discussion of the document. And the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, appointed Luis Navas Pajaro, Lauri Melody Alfaro and Dora Perez Bayadaris as the new directors of the Panama Canal Authority. In a statement from the Presidency of the Republic, it is specified that the new directors of the ACP, who will be in office for 9 years, receive courtesy of the room this Friday at the Cabinet Council, and the appointments will be sent to the National Assembly for ratification process. It was reported that Navas Pajaro, Melo de Alfaro and Perez Bayadaris replaced directors Lourdes Castillo, Henry Mizrachi and Alberto Vairino, whose 9-year term expires this February. The presidency recalled that Navas Pajaro has a degree in philosophy, letters and education, with a master's degree in studies on the Interoceanic Region and the Panama Canal. Since 2016, he is director of the Panama Canal Institute and International Studies at the University of Panama. Regarding Alfaro, it was highlighted that she has a degree in humanities from Purdue University in the United States. In addition, she has an executive master's degree in business administration from Aden Business School and Francisco de Victoria University. She has a specialization in people orientation and marketing. Meanwhile, the executive statement details that Perez Bayadaris has a degree in arts and sciences and biological basis of behavior from the University of Pennsylvania in the United States. In addition, she is currently director of the National Bank of Panama. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.